We've been searching non-stop trying to find the people involved, and would you believe it, the first people I spoke to over here right in front of the stage. I'm speaking with the celebrant now. What was your name?
My name is June Watt of Confetti Ceremonies. I'm in Newcastle based.
And most recently, you're Big Red based. Tell me, you were the celebrant of this morning's wedding.
I was very lucky to be officiating a wedding of two beautiful people from the Gold Coast, and they look absolutely gorgeous. The man ironed his shirt and everything, which is quite unusual for a thing like this. They cleaned up very nicely. I must say I did so myself. And it was absolutely beautiful. They travelled 1,600 kilometres to get married.
And
no one knows they got married until they go home.
Well, actually, we all heard just as happening. We would have thought that would have been big fanfare, but as soon as the media tent heard that there was this wedding happening, everyone ran out with their cameras, with their mics, trying to find out where it was. But I think we were too late. Tell me, a wedding on Big Red, that's just another day in the life of a celebrant, isn't it?
This is a first for me, but it was absolutely gorgeous. I was very honoured, like I said, to do the wedding. I hope to do more or renewal of vows and things because I'm going to come again next year. This is my second year at the Bash. And I just think it's a very special place to be married because it's unique to everyone else.
Was this a right place, right time thing for you? Were they just like, hey, we're looking to get married, are there any celebrants around? And you were just like, hey, I come to the Big Red Bash, let's do it. Or did they seek you out and specifically want to have a chat with you?
Okay, I put a thing on travelling with to the Big Red Bash Facebook page. I'm going there and I'm a celebrant, and they booked me through that. So, yeah.
All right, and, you know, plenty of variables up there. It's quite windy. I'd imagine it would have been quite cold this morning and very dusty. Did that all play a factor at all in the wedding?
Well, it did, because we were supposed to be doing the ceremony at 10 o'clock, but because we climbed up there early and it was very windy and very cold, the ceremony went ahead about 20 to 10 just to get off the hill.